Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the program. My name's Frank Stanisha. You're listening to Candid Frank Live. One thing I've got to say, this is going to be an interesting night, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot going on, and a lot of it has to do with big decisions. It's the last week before the real tough decisions have to be made. Let's start in Ottawa. Let's start slow. As you know, Ottawa is basically getting a new team. And for an hour, this new CFL franchise, the whatchamacallits, the OHL 67's owner is Jeff Hunt, and he also owns the whatchamacallits. And he's hosted a live chat with fans in a Friday town hall. Now, the stuff that he mentioned, he talked about the stadium and the fact that it's a new stadium and that the fans can't expect to get the exact same seats. So for those of you that are be watching the whatchamacallits playing in Ottawa, you will not get the exact same seats that you may have had in Lansdowne Park. Now, they're hoping that the people will come, obviously, and they're still talking about the Red Blacks, which it's beginning to sound more and more like, in fact, the Red Blacks will end up being the name of the team. Now, for those of you that don't know all the history of why they're going to call them that, it's because basically the Governor General's Foot Guards, the RCMP, and there are other images that, you know, that are part of our history, and our history specifically in Ottawa, the red and black colors. It's just a name that kind of befuddles me. But that's, you know, what's in a name, right? A rose by any other name would smell as sweet, right? That's what they say, right? Now, paraphrasing Mr. Hunt, season ticket holders, you know, he's hoping that they're going to show up. And the reason he's hoping they're going to show up is because there's a lot of development in Ottawa going on. And that development will offer an opportunity for growth in the area. And also, you know, it'll be more, there's more of an enhancement to go to the games when you're going into a new end of town. When I lived in Ottawa for the short time that I did, how can I say this nicely? You know, it was like old Exhibition Stadium, if any of you local folks here can remember Exhibition Stadium. And just imagine putting the Coliseum right beside, at the entrance to the Canadian National Exhibition Stadium. So it was kind of a cow palace. So now they're getting out of the cow palace feel, and now they're going to, you know, they have exhibitions there, like we do, like the Canadian National Exhibition. So it'll be a little more interesting. It'll be newer. There'll be a north and south section, almost equal, but not quite. I like the description he made. He said it'll be the same, but not quite. They'll be different. They'll be same, but different. Okay, that's a good quote, I guess. Now, he also understands the importance of the quality of food and beverage options that are, you know, around. And also, he plans on being sensitive to the pricing. Now, remember, he owns the Ottawa 67s, and he is well aware of the Ottawa Senators as well. Now, the biggest challenge, if you're an Ottawa football fan, is that you may be short a few friends and fans because about a generation's worth of football fans has been lost. And that's one of the things that he's hoping to bring back to Ottawa. Now, he's going after the younger fans. Hopefully he can find them. The biggest problem with the CFL right now is that they would like to have more younger fans. And, you know, it's something that's important. Now, a lot of the stuff that he says about the team, now we all know that they don't have a GM and a coach, but he's promising for you Ottawa fans that there will be a GM in place by the end of the week or early next week. So they will have a GM. And then moving forward, they'll go for their coach. So obviously they want the coach before the draft. And he said something that I liked, and that is that the GM will decide the kind of coach he has and the kind of team he has. The first hurdle as a fan that you have is when you have ownership that thinks they know more than the guys they hire to run the team. So hopefully, the owner of the Ottawa whatchamacallits is going to keep his word. Now, he's also interested in getting together with Ottawa's minor football organizations, and that like the NCAFA, for example. So, you know, it sounds pretty good in Ottawa. For those of you that are in Ottawa, like the Sharanpours, who probably, well, Ticat fans right now, we'll see, she'll probably end up being fans of both the Ticats and the Ottawa whatchamacallits. So wish them a lot of luck. It'll be great to have Ottawa back. It'll be a shame that we won't have the jerseys, the retro jerseys, every game, but we will eventually have them. So we'll be able to see that big old R that I remember with Russ Jackson throwing the ball. That'd be great, because some of that Ottawa heritage will be wonderful to come back. That'll be great for those of us that are football fans. And, of course, local fans like Hamilton, the East Division will probably go back to the way it should be, and that is East Division teams, and hopefully one from the far east coast of Canada, another one, have five teams in each division, East and West. That would be awesome. Also, the Montreal Alouettes, they're still looking for a head coach. And, well, Lake Forest, Illinois is the enemy right now. The Chicago Bears hired Montreal's offensive coordinator, Pat Meyer, on Thursday, as an offensive coach. So that leaves another spot open for Montreal to fill. They literally will be starting almost over. The Hamilton Tiger Cats. Well, I'm wondering if anybody wants to call. There's always a lot of Ticat fans out there. How do you guys really feel about playing in Guelph? Were there any other options that you would have preferred? Is playing in Guelph okay? Does it feel as though because they're playing in Guelph, the team is kind of playing the odds here? And the odds I'm referring to is don't worry about being too good this year. Build and increase the odds for next year to win. Is that their plan of attack? Winnipeg, of course, another team looking for a new stadium. Plans got canceled at the end of last year, which meant they didn't end up with their new stadium. They're also looking for a quarterback, maybe. Of course, it does depend on Pierce, if he's healthy. And that, you know, is neither here or there. No one really knows what's going on with him. Now, this is the team, the next team, the first team in the West. Oh, gosh. This team is going to amaze me, I'm telling you. The Saskatchewan Roughriders. I don't know if they're going to have enough footballs on that team, especially the receiving core. I mean, they have CFL All-Star, Weston Dressler, okay? He leads the group in receptions. He's the most outstanding player of 2012, and he's coming off a year, and it doesn't look like he's going to lose any pace. I mean, in 17 games, Dressler has accumulated career highs in interceptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns, you know, all of which that had him with the CFL elite. Now, they have an embarrassment of riches with hometown Canadian Chris Getzlaff. They have Tay Smith. They just signed the most outstanding Canadian, Rob Bagg, a Saskatoon product. Scott McHenry, he's going to enter training camp for the first time and practice with the team before the season starts. And if that's not enough, must I remind you, they traded for G-Roy, Simon? I mean, this is going to be, if they could get a good quarterback, they'll be in the Grey Cup. And it will be in their home, and they'll have a good chance to win the Grey Cup. And I wish them all the luck. Come on, let's face it. They're some of the best fans in football. Now, I'm an Argo fan, and I'm competing with them. And I'm going to do my best to do that, to compete with them. But I'll tell you something, they're admirable. The way they cheer their team, it really is without comparison. The Calgary Stampeders have Toronto product Bishop University's a non-import defensive lineman, Junior Turner, and he signed a contract extension with the club. And he is very, very happy to be staying in Calgary. He says he loves the Stampeders and the city. He says the fans are the best in the CFL. And he's happy with their head coach and staff. Now, last year they fell short, their ultimate goal, he states, of course, which left a sour taste in their mouths. So he's really excited to start things up again and take another shot at reaching their goal as a team, which, of course, is winning the Grey Cup. Now, Turner played 11 regular season contests for Calgary in 2012 as the West Division semi at the West as of the West Division semifinal, the West Division final, and the Grey Cup. He saw action both at defensive end and defensive tackle and recorded 11 tackles and one sack during regular season. Greg Carr will get his first opportunity to spend an offseason in training camp with the Riders, as I stated before. And don't forget, they still have G. Roy Simon. I just read the Saskatchewan part again. Now, the Edmonton Eskimos, with offensive and defensive coaches, Marshalls and Sams, respectively, now the search is going to be really intense for the players, for the Eskies. Now, the British Columbia Lions center Angus Survey says, Reed, signed on for the 13th season and an option for a 14th season with the Leos. It came as a bit of a surprise to many people, including the big guy. He really didn't think he was going to come back. He was already set for retirement. And in fact, Matt Norman was forecasted to take over the center spot. So, you know, kind of a bonus that he's back, unless Matt Norman wanted the position. Now, they also, the Lions, announced that defensive back Ryan Phillips signed a contract extension. And that was incredible. Now, let's see if I can play this. I want to play this. And my computer has decided. Here we go. Argos. Yes, sir. Those tickets are going on sale after February 1st. The schedule's coming out on Friday, February 1st, and that'll be your first opportunity to pick your tickets for the defending Grey Cup champions. We're in Section 134. We're the Argo Lifers, and we expect you to come join us and do some yelling and screaming and rooting and cheering for those wonderful, talented championship team, the Toronto Argonauts. Hope to see you there, or be square. Now, that's our plug for today. We're going to start plugging all the CFL teams, just to have some fun. Now, the Argos. Here's an interesting situation. We knew about Flemons last week. Kackert. Chad Kackert has been with the New York Jets, seeing if he could get a job there. And for those of you that follow my Facebook page, I wrote something on there, which I truly believe from the bottom of my heart. Don't want to see the kid go. He's 25 years old, a real good talent, MVP, Grey Cup. What else do you want? You know, what else do you want to talk about? Now, that's one of the most important things that somebody can ask somebody to do, no? Win a Grey Cup? Isn't that what we all want to do? Isn't that what all the players want to do? They want to win a Grey Cup? Because a Grey Cup is something that really is what you play towards. Well, I'd never expected it, but he texted me. And without conning you into thinking that he's told me some deep secret, which he hasn't. But what I can tell you, and it came from him, is that he really loves this place and he doesn't want to leave. And whatever happens, is going to happen basically for the reason that I stated in Facebook, and that is that he's going to look out for his family. And hopefully, he'll be successful for his family's sake. I think that's more important than anything else. So, Chad, I know you're listening. Now, if it's a pick'em, you know, like, if it's, I like what the Jets are offering me, but I like the fans of the Argos and what the Argos are offering me about as much, so maybe I'll go back to Toronto. Whatever you decide, buddy, we'll be cheering for you. I know I will anyway. Now, in other sports, well, first let's finish football. Now, this is the big week when we start ramping up for next Sunday, and that is, of course, Super Bowl 47 between the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. That game will be played. And my money's on Baltimore. And I know that John disagrees with me. Or does he? Yeah, I think he does. That's enough of football. Now, you can call directly using Skype. Or you can message me on Facebook and leave your phone number on my message. And I'll keep looking at the Facebook like I just did right now, pulling it up. And if you put your phone number in Facebook, you don't have to pay the long-distance charge to the United States, and I'll call you. Now, if you're in a hurry and you really want to get in here and do some talking, some chatting, or ask some questions, you can call directly at 714-242-5250. That's 714-242-5250. All right? So you can message us in Facebook, Frank Stanishi under my name, or you can call directly using Skype. It's all your call, folks. Now, more stuff that's going on is, well. That famous basketball guy, that guy who loves playing basketball in the White House, President Obama, he brought in the Miami Heat to celebrate their championship last year, their championship with the NBA. Of course, CB4, well, he's not 4 anymore, so he wouldn't be CB4 anymore, but he was there with him. That's Chris Bosh, a former Raptor player. Well, I hope he had a good time at the White House. Now, it's getting towards the end of January, and the beginning of February is the fabulous time of the year because we start seeing images of Florida, sunshine, and other such things that we all enjoy at this point in the winter, because we're now in that the dog days of winter, obviously, the part that isn't so much fun. And watching the Jays practice and or play is always a thrill, at least it is for me, to watch the sunshine and watch those guys in the sunshine. And of course, it usually means that the wife and kids and I, we might make a trip to Florida. So that's what I like about baseball season. Now, the other thing to mention in baseball is our friend A-Rod. Now, A-Rod has come here to Toronto many times, and he's basically kicked sand in our faces. By that, I mean our Toronto Blue Jays. Now, he won't be coming this year. And this is the year where the salary of the New York Yankees is not so stellar. In fact, it's dropping like a rock. While the Blue Jays' salary has risen dramatically, thanks to Anthopoulos and some pretty serious moves. Now, it's going to be a shame because I'd like to see A-Rod get beat a couple of times. He loved rubbing the Jays' noses in it. Then hockey, the Montreal Canadiens have finally signed P.K. Subban. He got a 2-year contract for $5.75 million. And I don't doubt for a second that some of the people that I know who are Montreal fans are relieved at that. The opposite of being relieved is being basically forced to go through the same old, and that would be the Maple Leafs. I think, you know, we got to be realistic here. This is an organization that hired somebody that they thought they really could trust to bring a championship team to Toronto. Not only did Brian Burke fail in doing that, he failed to even bring a team into the playoffs, which I find humorous at best. But that's the way it goes, right? So the number to call here, 1-800-919-3776 You can call directly using Skype, or you can message me, Frank Stanisci, on Facebook with your phone number, and use the direct line as well if you're in a hurry at 714-242-5250. 714-242-5250. Give us a call. All right. Are you ready there, Johnny, to step in?
How you doing, Frank?
To step into the breach.
How's it going, Frank?
How's it going with you?
Good. Good. So what's going to happen with this Cackard thing? What do you think? You think he's going to stay with the Jets? Or is this just his agent pushing him to take the best opportunity he can while he can, while his name is out there, and while he's got the MVP title stuff? I think it's his agent and his family, and, you know, he's an American born. Every player wants to play in the NFL. So does every CFL player want to play in the NFL. But I think it's more or less him trying to take every advantage that he can to let, you know, the NFL scouts check him out. I don't think he's, you know, I love the guy. I think he's perfect for this league. But I don't think the size is just not there for him there, unfortunately.
To my amazement, John, he messaged Facebook, and I hope he doesn't get mad if I say this, because I don't even want to say anything about what he said to me, because I'm not sure that he said it for broadcast, but it's nothing harmful. He just basically honestly said, he said, it's a 50-50 proposition. Don't give up on me coming back. And I won't.
Yeah.
And I won't give up on him coming back. And he's a good kid. See, I can say that. I'm old enough to be his grandfather. Well, yeah, actually, yeah, if I was active when I was younger, I could have been his grandfather. You know, and so he's a good kid. We've met him, John. We know the kind of personality he has. We know that he's a pretty fair level-headed kid. You know, he's a conservative. He's an ultra-conservative, as you are aware. And that, you know, he's going to, you notice he's not, you know, making a big deal out of anything. He keeps quiet. He doesn't, you don't hear anything about him. As much as people would like to say that as an Argo, you might not hear too much about him because he's an Argo, but we do know that we heard some things going on last year prior to, you know, the first couple of games, that there was some activity in the locker room. So this isn't a guy who generates activity in the locker room that ends up outside the locker room, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just want to be straight that as far as how I feel about him, I mean, I just picked this guy out 2 years ago, and I saw that one Winnipeg play that he did in the exhibition game, and it was just one of those things where it was a wow play. And, my jersey that I wear in respect to Pinball Clements, there's only three players that have signed that jersey in the last 15 years, and I had Cackard sign it because 2 years ago, as a matter of fact, just to let him know that I totally believe in him and he's going to be a star. and it's come out to this point. I think he's grown faster than I even anticipated, and I understand why he has to take this chance. I just truly feel that this league is totally fit for him. I mean, it's just fit for him. He's going to do his best to get in and to get, you know, every, you know, I wish him the best. I really do. But at the same time, you know, I want him back.
Well, you know, wanting him back and having him come back may be difficult. One thing's for sure, he's a great talent. And we all want to see him come back, those of us that are Argo fans, those that aren't. You know, and it's not just a question of, you know, the New York Jets. You know, he becomes a free agent, a complete free agent after February 15th, does he not, John?
Yeah, I don't see that happening, though. I mean, I'm not fearful of that. I'm more worried about, you know, the Jets are one team that is really giving him a shot right now. But I heard also that the Pats, New England is also interested, possibly. So it's, you know, he's getting some attention. He was mentioned on the NFL Network the other night. Some little talk about him. But still, he's getting attention right now. And, you know, this is strictly his agent doing what he's supposed to do, and is to try to get him the best deal possible for him and his family. So that's just what's happening here right now. So we'll see how this plays out. You know, I think there's a little bit more excitement than necessary. You know, excitement meaning concern. I'm not, you know, really concerned about it. But at the same time, you know, who knows? We'll see how this plays out.
Well, it's going to be an interesting season if he doesn't come back to the Argos. I know you have some sentiment in as far as, will he be that sorely missed, John?
Right. Well, you know, he's definitely going to be sorely missed because he's good, okay? But at the same time, people are forgetting about Riggs. I like that guy. I think he's a great running back. He came in and filled in for Kackert when he was sidelined with an injury, and he's a solid, solid player. I can see him maybe taking the number one spot if he's given the real opportunity right off from the beginning of the season. So there's competition there still. Even if Kackert does come back, I think he's going to be in for a fight for Riggs for the number one running spot.
Yeah, you really like Riggs. And I do. I can't argue the point. He, of course, has only had 1 year, I guess, in the system, you know. Actually, you know, he's going to, at least with Milanovic's system, he's going to have an advantage because he'll be in his second year with them. And I'm sure he's paid attention to the success that a back like Kackert had this year.
Oh, I like I said, when Kackert was injured and Riggs came in to fill in, I think if the fans didn't notice, to me, he stood out. His run was really solid. I don't recall him having a fumble, which is really important. So the turnover was not noticeable. I don't think he had one anyways while he was filling in for Kackert. I could be wrong. But I really liked his play. So if we're talking about, you know, oh, no, Kackert's gone, and what do we do now? You know, I heard some people joking, well, you know, Boyd's available. But I'm thinking that we don't have to worry about that right now. I still think that Kackert will be back. I wish him the best of tryouts, and I hope they get a good look at him so we don't have to waste this kind of stuff next year. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You're listening to the Candid Frank live show on Blog Talk Radio. And if you're interested, you can call in, and that's easy. You can do it by Skype, or you can message us, message my Facebook page, Frank Stanishi, and I will give you a call, and you can be on the air if that's better. And if you're in a real hurry, you can call 714-242-5250.
And Frank, I want to mention that good interview you had yesterday with the Rowdies. I'm wondering what Jared's doing tonight. I figured he might be calling in and touching base with you. And also we got Randy Christinger, who's listening out there from the Wolf Pack.
I don't think Kevin. They picked up yet that we're on at 10:30, John.
Oh, is that what you think it is?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, we expected it to be quiet the first official night that we go on at 10:30. Most people do expect us to go on at 11. I don't know. Maybe they'll make it seem like it's not true, but we'll keep plugging away here. This is we're only in a week and change on this program. So if you'd like to call, we'd sure appreciate your call. The other thing that John and I are working on is the Argos for Life. Why don't we talk about Argo Lifers?
Well, I'm glad we had a chance to bring that up tonight, Frank. I just want to remind all Argo fans out there that if you're one of those fans that likes to have a great time at an Argo game, win or lose, and this is a bunch of people that gather together to really kind of show their passion and demonstrate that Argo fans can be boisterous and, you know, more or less be an effect in the game if possible. And we're right behind the visitors' bench. We're on the 25-yard line with section 134B. If you call Chris Angioli at 416-341-2793, ask for him, and if you let him know John Granger is the code word, he'll give you season tickets in that section for half price. Now, this is a hardcore section, just like the Rowdies are, okay? We stand and make noise on defense, and we sit and get beer on offense. Simple as that. You got to be in blue, and you got to show your passion. And it's just when there's a group of people in one section that really enjoy the game and want to have a lot of fun and know what it's like to be a real fan, where you have to do your part. That's the way I feel. I feel the players need to hear us. They want to hear us. And that's what fans are there for. We see it in Saskatchewan. We see it in Hamilton. We see it in Montreal. We see it everywhere. Okay, we need to see it more here in Toronto. We got the end zone guys in the end zone that make a lot of noise, but, you know, they're kind of underneath the canopy there. And we need to put them behind the visitor's bench where the visiting players are going to be kind of noticing us and making sure that when they come to Toronto, they'll be saying, well, it's not going to be quiet behind the bench anymore like it used to be. And that's what we want to be all about. This is what the Argo Lifers are all about. Argo Lifer meaning that we're in it for life. We're not bandwagon fans. We're there from beginning to end, win or lose. And I think there's true fans out there that really want to be together in one section. Just like we have the TFC, where we have the Red Patch Boys. You know, they got a lot of popularity because they organize themselves. You know, you have to understand that stadium where the TFC play, you got that hardcore end zone group, which is now an end zone. It used to be just a corner. But they've really done a great job showing what a group of fans who really feel passionate about the team will be there to support them in winning seasons and in losing seasons. So this is what the Argo Lifers are about. And I just want to have this opportunity to let fans know that if you're an Argo fan and you like to be an effect, be an effect in a game where you can actually be the extra man for the team, then you got to be in the supporter section. We got two tribal drums. We encourage fans to bring as many noisemakers as they want. You know, now that the Rogers Center management has basically freed up the policy that they had about no more flagpoles in the stadium, they've lifted that. Thank you, Rogers. I appreciate that, and all the fans appreciate it. Also, the visiting fans appreciate that. I know Ticat fans had a big beef when they were bringing their flagpoles down, and they were shocked that they couldn't bring them into the stadium. So, you know, the Rogers Center management is listening to what the fans need in the stadium to make it a more friendly place. And that's kind of working slowly and surely. It's getting there to where, you know, I feel the freedom to be able to cheer like a fan should be able to cheer. And it's going to be even better this year, Frank. I'm looking forward to it. We want to be a good group of fans that show our passion and support for a team that deserves it.
And that's because it won the Grey Cup, right?
Not just because they won the Grey Cup, but they deserve it. We're the oldest franchise in North America.
No, I mean from a perspective of a non-diehard, there's a
well,
good...
deeper than that.
There's a
I'm a little bit deeper than that, Frank, but I hear where you're coming from. But that's another reason. I'm just saying in general, if there are Argo fans out there that have gone to games and, you know, when they stand up and cheer, they get this eyeball from everybody around them because it seemed like the odd person out, don't fret. Join us, and you'll never be looked at that way. If you don't stand and cheer, we look at you funny. How's that?
Okay, John, we've got Jamie the Argo joining us, the Argo Admiral. Jamie, how are you doing, buddy? Your audio is not very good there, Jamie.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, we're fine. Can you hear me now? Yes, we can. Jamie's an Argo Admiral.
Representing the best team in the CFL.
There you go.
First and foremost, as John was saying, I'm an Argo lifer. Admiral second. And I, too, sit in Section 134B, the greatest section to be in. It's loud. It's crazy. And I'll tell you, we have fun every game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's entertaining. That's for sure. I want to try something, guys. This is something new that I want to try. I want to see if this works. And I want you guys to tell me if it works. John, are you there?
Sure. Yeah, I'm still here.
Let's. I want to check this out. I want to see if this works. Let's see. Which one should I do? I'll do this one.
What's going on in the studio, Frank?
Can you hear something?
No.
No, we can hear you, Frank. Are you trying to hook us up to something, Frank?
Yeah, I was trying something, but it didn't work. It didn't work, so I tried to just see. This is fun. This is, you know, I love technology. Jamie's the expert. He's our technological genius. And Jamie, when you go around, tell us a bit about what you do. You obviously are an Argo Admiral. It sounds like some sort of stature. So what does that stature mean that you do for the Toronto Argonauts in this
game? What's going on, new news, that kind of stuff. I also have been known to spend a little bit of time antagonizing opposition teammates on Twitter, which, you know, it's always fun, a little bit of banter back and forth. Also some of the fans, just sort of gets more people involved. We have a great time doing it. And then at the end, giving away prizes. The Argos give me some stuff, and I give away shirts and pictures and beer coolies and all these great things. And, you know, I try to reach out to all the different fan base that we have, and get people more involved in the game and wearing the right colors. And
Frank, I just want to also mention that again, bringing up the support that is coming to you from other groups such as the Admirals and the Argo Lifers, and as I stated, you got now Jared with the Rowdies, and we have other groups like the Wolfpack. That I know is listening out there. So we want to let all the other listeners know that we are starting up, the official show is starting up on February 1st, come this Friday. It's the release of the CFL schedule, and we'll have some more news that we hope to be able to break to you guys regarding the boat logo and also some plans that Frank has for post-game parties at Shoeless Joe's down at King Street here in Toronto, King and Duncan. That kind of stuff is going to be coming up this Friday. This will be our second last test show. That's where we're trying to work out some different angles and how we're starting the shows. Frank has done a great job getting his feet wet. And come February 1st, we're going to have everything running from beginning to end. And we hope to have more callers involved where we'll have more lines available. And if you'd like, so you don't have to be worried about the long-distance charges if they apply to your area, you can just let us know what your number is, and Frank will call you back, and it won't cost you anything. So, again, Jamie is another group who's part of the Admirals and a lifer. He's a double whammy for us. And we got Kingsley Collectibles who are listeners out there. So if you guys are listening out there, give Frank a call. We want to try our systems out here with the call lines. And I understand that, Jamie, you're having a little bit of technical problem with your a little bit of feedback. I'm not sure if you picked that up, Frank. Did you?
Yeah, I did. Randy is posting on Facebook that he loves the show, but I guess he's too shy to call.
Well, you know what? It's not about being shy.
Is my feedback?
Randy's a networker. He's a really, really busy businessman, that guy, I got to tell you. And maybe what he should do is spread it out to his Wolfpack gang to call in. I know those guys aren't shy, not the way they move on the field. I mean, they're like lightning. I mean, you know, we had one game where the players knocked over a partition in front of us. And before I can even bend down to pick up a beer and take a zip, they're coming across this field and pick up the sign and straightening it out, and they're giving us the A sign logo that we do for the Argo Lifers. So that's really cool of Randy and the Wolfpack out there. And, you know, like I said, we got also the Rock and Jarrett and his gang and the Rowdies that we want to give a props out there to. So they should be calling in because they got a big weekend coming up again. This Saturday they got a big game.
Okay, we have somebody in. Holloway, turn down your TV if you can and jump in. Who are you?
Yeah, we changed shows.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, Nora, it's Martin.
Oh. Yeah,
it changed shows. When it cut out, when it brought us back, it changed the shows.
Okay, because I was, like, super confused what was going on. Awesome. How do we can't get in, can we, unless...
No, we can't get back in.
Can we not ask Tony on the chat?
He can only connect back into a landline number, or let's see, can I do it? No, I can't.
I can't believe this.
Hey, Frank, can you hang up on them?
I can, but I don't want to.
Oh, can you hear us?
Oh, yeah,
we can hear you guys. You guys just came in on the Canada Frank and live show, just so you know.
You're live right across Canada, and we're talking to the CFL.
You know, some people, and I'll tell you, some people have tried to get through here. The technology, I guess, is not perfect, to say the least. The technology is not perfect. Some people have tried kicking into here, and they've been unable to because, for whatever reason, the prompt isn't working the way it's supposed to. The link doesn't.
Well, hi, guys. Why don't you guys let us know what show you're from? Give a shout out to our callers.
Here, hang on. They're still talking. I just turned off their mic.
Hey, we're showing you love too. Okay, we're glad you've got a show.
Okay, now seriously, you're not. You guys are playing a gag. I know a gag.
No, we were Skyped into another call and it shot us to you.
All right, on.
Can you do us a favor?
Yeah.
Can you get the people who are supposed to come to us to come to us, and you guys? So this is like a body exchange.
Oh, nobody said it was going to be this much fun tonight, Frank.
I'm going to tell my wife it was totally an accident. I didn't end up on the line with a strange woman because it was a plan.
Well, isn't that weird? We're talking football tonight. We're talking CFL football. And then
what's your name, by the way?
Callers.
What's your name, by the way?
There's like two shows going on at once on the
show. Yeah, my name is Martin. Then we have Nora and Tyra.
Hello.
There's three of you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quiet.
Where are you guys from?
Where are you guys calling from?
I'm in Victoria, British Columbia.
Okay. We know that place.
I'm in the wonderful state of Virginia down in America.
Yeah, mm-hmm. All right. Which Virginia town?
I got Harris? This.
Yeah, which town are you from?
Fairfax.
Oh, Fairfax. You're the capital.
No. That's
that
Richmond.
Capital? Oh, okay. So, and then there's a third person, a male guy.
Yeah, I'm in Toronto.
Oh, okay. So that's where I'm in Mississauga, which is beside Toronto. And John.
Technically, I'm in Scarborough.
Yeah. We're the opposite end, where I am.
So let me ask you guys, this is John here, what show were you guys calling, and what was it about? Just curious.
It's funny, we were listening to Global Fact Radio, and the episode of the title was How To with Dean Clifford. It was the 11th episode, and it was How to Deal with the Police.
Oh, that's fun.
We're truthers.
And what did you guys want to call in about? The good stuff about the police or the bad stuff?
Well, I'm one of
the... It's sort of like how to deal with your alligator, like that.
Stuff like
so
that.
Dealing with the bad stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's always about the bad stuff, right. Well, guys, you know what? This is interesting. You're calling into a sports radio show. We're running it here out of Toronto, and so we're glad we got a listener all the way out in BC, and another one down in the States, and the local boy. You said you're in Scarborough.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
on.
I am.
Okay. Well, guys, I just want to say to all the police officers out there, I'm happy with all your service. Aren't we, Frank?
Hey, listen, I'm just listening to you guys have fun. I mean...
Oh, you know what I was going to ask about Virginia? Now, you're talking about the police, if you want to change this from sports to the police talk. I mean, are they serious about... I heard somewhere on CNN about one of the sheriffs down there wants to educate the town locals on how to operate weapons.
Okay.
I don't think the sheriff really needs to.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't want to go off topic there.
I mean, believe it or not, this isn't really a backwoods state. It's pretty metropolitan mostly.
Oh, we believe that. No. I'm not going that way. I'm not going that way. But we know that the gun laws down there are really relaxed.
It's just a lot of spin. It's a lot of spin.
Is it really?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
The thing about the United States and the gun laws is they're controlled by the states. And the big thing
They're controlled by ATF.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the ATF doesn't have any power right now. The ATF doesn't have any power right now.
Oh, they absolutely do. They're IRS. They're the tech man. They've got all the power.
That's not what I hear, but you're American. You would know better than me. My understanding is that even if President Obama passes something, it has to be enforced, but it doesn't have to be enforced by your sheriff. Your sheriff does not have to enforce the law. He can ignore somebody breaking a law that the federal government has to go in and enforce the law, not the state and not the local police.
Well, actually, the president can't pass a law. If he wants to put out an executive order, yeah, the sheriff doesn't have to follow it if he doesn't want to.
Exactly.
It's not a law. That's a public. That's just a policy.
No, that's part of your law. That's the way your system works.
Mm-mm. No.
Frank, she lives there. Let's remember that.
I live
that.
Here.
I'm taking her side.
Okay.
I'm on her side.
Okay, thank you.
You can be on her. You can be on her side. I'm just going to have fun on my side. I guess there's no truth then to the fact that you just agreed with what I said. I thought you agreed with what I said. I don't know what
did I agree with?
That the president can make a law.
No, it's not a law.
It's
a policy. It's a president. It's like a policy for the federal government. It's a policy. Like you have to wear a white shirt with a tie, like that.
Can I interject with all of this gun stuff we're talking about? One thing I want to say about the First Amendment, or the Second, or the Third, where the gun law came in effect. We just have to remember one thing: when the forefathers made that law for the United States Constitution, they made it in the vision that it was a musket. not an automatic revolver. You know what I mean? That's where they had, they never thought one day you're going to be, they never said you have the right to have a cannon, which is a weapon also, but they were, in those days, they were thinking muskets. That's when the law came into effect. And then as time progressed, the evolution of the gun that turned into a one single shot weapon or even a six rotator turned into a 20 bullet per second revolver, more or less. And that's where the law doesn't kind of, it's not the same thing. You have the right to protect yourself, but when that law was made that everybody has to have it and it's a law, you have to, we weren't thinking automatic rifles here. Okay, that's all I'm going to say.
I don't know. You need to read, like, Last of the Mohicans. They didn't have muskets. They had long rifles then.
Well, okay. But I think to John's
not
point,
that I have one. I don't have a firearm in my home, actually. I just, you know, I just don't think that it's their business telling anybody what they should or should not have in their homes.
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Okay. Does the government, John, my turn.
Yeah.
My turn.
Yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, here's my question.
I'm saying hi. We're talking to Virginia. I'm just saying hi to BC out there. We forgot about BC and
okay,
Starbro.
Hang on
hi.
A second. Hey, let me get a word in edgewise.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm a novelty here.
Yeah, you're a very big novelty. You know, hey, listen, here's my question to you. So the federal government doesn't have any right to decide whether you have a gun or not, right? Do I have that right?
Not the private individual, no.
Okay, so the federal government has no right to determine whether you have a gun or not.
They have their own definitions of what a gun is and what a gun isn't.
Okay, so now let's go with the state. Does the state have a right to take a gun away from you?
Not if it's in the Constitution of the state, no.
Okay. And the sheriff, a local sheriff doesn't
have
the right.
That's the laws. I mean, I'm not saying anything that's radical. It's the law.
No,
people
well,
just happen to interpret the stuff the way they want to.
Okay,
and a lot
so,
of people don't read.
So how do you decide which constitutional laws you abide by? Do you abide by all the constitutional laws?
Well, generally, the state constitutions have to be in alignment with the federal constitution, so it's pretty much okay across the board.
How do you like me now, Frank?
Lovely.
And they've got this thing called
the
uniform code, so they all have to agree with each other.
Virginia, I have to just warn you, when Frank has an opportunity to speak to somebody in the States, he never lets go. So you guys will probably have to...
I like talking to foreigners, too.
There you go, Frank. Bird. Well, you guys are going to have to hook up after the show. I think we only got about 7 minutes left. And, again, we want to remind our callers that this is our second last test show. We're starting off the show February 1st. From 10:30 to 11:30, called the Candid Frank Live Show. It's all about sports and about CFL talk. So we are going to be getting off the air.
Do we talk about skating and stuff like that, like
sure.
Hockey? Hockey,
sure.
Right?
You know what? And I'm going to call you Virginia because I forgot your first name.
That's
but Virginia,
fine.
You
it's
can
fine.
Call.
That's...
You can call about anything you want, and we'll just be happy to take your call because you're Virginia, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're back on for another test show this Wednesday, and our startup show again is on Friday. But if you want to hear our last test show, we'll be again 10:30 Wednesday evening, and Frank's going to have his normal gab and jib jab, and we'll have the updates regarding the Kakarot possibility going to the Jets.
He might go, and then we'll try to resolve the issues with gun control laws in the United States.
Well, that's true. And we want BC to listen in. Now that we got BC out there, she's very quiet out there. She's just in the background listening in, right?
She's killing herself laughing. That's what's going on. Hey, can you imagine? There's probably three people trying to talk sports on a political show. you know, John, that's what's happened. You know that, eh? We're sitting here having a conversation with three nice people, and they're the people they intended to talk to are talking to three nice people they know that we know.
Oh. So what was
hey,
the name
you
of
think
the show
that's
that,
true? Hey, Nora, what if people that were listening to this call got stuck into Dean's call? Oh, that was funny.
That's exactly what happened.
That would be hilarious. So we were waiting for Kevin from Kingsley to call in, and I think he's probably talking to your show. By the way, what was the other show's name?
Dean Clifford.
Local Truth Radio.
Well, you know what, ladies? This is probably one of the best questions that we've had so far.
This is really cool.
Oh, totally. Totally. That's why you guys have to stay in touch with us, because now what the cliffhanger will be, our listeners out there who are listening in are going to say, you got to have those other people on again. Whatever happened to them, okay? Because we want to find out, hopefully by Wednesday, or maybe when we get off the air, we're going to find out what happened to our caller that we had on hold. By the way, Jamie, the Admiral, thanks for letting us know all about the Admiral stuff, and we'll talk to you soon. Sorry.
It's weird because we all came on and we're all confused and we're all chatting amongst ourselves and you guys are like,
hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Victoria? I'll call you. Hey, this is convenient. Victoria, Virginia. Victoria, how did you like the Olympics in BC the past few years ago?
I didn't go, but it was like mayhem in Victoria, and we were only like an hour and a half away from Vancouver, mm-hmm. and the ferries were jammed up. It was crazy.
And everything was overpriced.
Oh, yeah. Everything was, it was ridiculous. I didn't go, though.
Did you watch any of the action on TV?
We saw the game against the U.S. And
we lost, right?
Yeah, that was such an epic game. We watched the one U.S. against Canada against U.S., right, with Sidney Crosby, right?
That's right.
Oh, it was epic. The streets downtown Victoria, like as soon as the goal was shot, hundreds of people filed into the middle of the street. It was awesome.
And you know what was nice about that was that they didn't riot on that one.
Yeah, no. People were just really happy.
Now, did you like any other sports that were on the Olympics? Did you find it? Did you like the curling?
I didn't watch it. No, I
didn't. So you only watched the hockey.
That's the big flat rock on ice, right?
Yeah.
Well,
with the broom.
Virginia, what sports do you like? What sports do you like? Because we know Victoria is not into sports. We know that.
Apparently, yeah.
Virginia's into raccoon hunting.
No. I live 15 miles from D.C. There's no raccoon. Well, we feed them. We don't shoot them.
You have those night critters
there. You know what, ladies? I have to say, I think this is destiny. You were meant to get into this show because you're going to learn a new sport that you've maybe not been exposed to. It's called the Canadian Football League. It's one of the oldest North American sports that we have leagues in North America. Meaning that
this is real football, not the kind we play down here.
No, you play football down there. No, this is. But we play it the harder way. We don't use four downs. Our guys are only given three downs, and they're also made to go a little bit farther. You only have to go. You have 100 yards in your field. We have 110. So. It's a little bit more challenging, but mind you, we love both leagues. We're fans of both leagues. We love the NFL. We love the CFL. But the CFL is what we more or less breathe and eat, and it's our passion up here. So I want this is a great opportunity for you guys because I know that Victoria out there.
I got to cut in here, John. John, I got to kill everybody's mic. It's time to go out. We're down to less than a minute.
Oh.
It was a pleasure meeting you.
You too.
If you're on Facebook, just remember Candid Frank Live.
Got it.
And we'll catch up to you. No, our pleasure. All right. Have a great night. Okay, John. Thank you very much. We're down to the last 30 seconds here. Thanks, buddy.
Good night, Cleveland.
Now. Oh, my goodness. Now, you got to love Blog Talk Radio. So we're swapping listeners now. That's what we're doing. That's got to be the funniest thing I've ever witnessed. One of the funniest things. Listen, thank you for tuning in to the Candid Frank Live Show. And we will be back here again Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We started at 10:30. We hope that people will be able to catch up to the fact that we're starting at 10:30. Thank you for tuning in. Our next show, 10:30, Wednesday. Hope to hear from you then. Have a great night, everyone. You're still here. You haven't left.
Oh. Oh, we have to leave?
No, you don't have to leave.
Oh.
I guess you guys are trying to talk to each other.
Yeah, we're just on a, we're like together on a Skype, on a Skype feed. Which is weird.
You're entitled. So whose name is F. Moth, Moth Holloway?
Oh, that's me.
That's
oh, okay.
Me.
So we're you're on mine with that name. That's the name that's actually, you're actually hosting.
I'm hosting it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're hosting it.
Going to close it?
That's okay. Now, what's up to you guys?
How do I do this? Do I just hang up? Should I hang up now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Welcome.